Welcome back. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection specialists, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question comes up a lot from homeowners. Just how sensitive are acoustic listening devices when you're trying to find a leak behind a wall? Dave, over to you.
It's a great question, and the honest answer is very sensitive, but in a specific way. Acoustic leak detection equipment picks up the sound signature that escaping water creates as it forces through a crack or joint under pressure. We're talking about detecting vibrations in a frequency range that's completely inaudible to the human ear.
So it's not just a fancy stethoscope pressed against the plaster?
Not at all. The listening devices ADI engineers use amplify and filter those pressure leak frequencies, so the equipment isolates the leak signal from background noise, traffic, boilers running, even footsteps. A trained engineer reads that signal on a display as well as through headphones, so there's a visual confirmation alongside what you're hearing.
What kind of leaks are we actually talking about? Because I'd imagine a burst pipe sounds very different to a slow weep behind the wall.
Exactly right. Acoustic leak detection performs best on pressurized supply pipes, the mains cold feed, hot water pipes under pressure from a combi boiler, that sort of thing. A pinhole leak under even modest pressure creates a distinctive turbulence noise that the equipment picks up clearly through plaster, brick, or tile.
And when it doesn't work as well?
Gravity-fed drainage pipes are trickier. Water draining slowly doesn't create the same pressure noise, so the acoustic signal is much weaker. In those situations, ADI engineers will often combine acoustic listening with another method, thermal imaging cameras. For instance, trace the temperature difference that escaping water leaves in the wall structure.
So the sensitivity is partly about the pipe type, not just the equipment itself.
That's the key thing homeowners don't always realise. The sensitivity of acoustic detection is genuinely impressive on pressurised systems. ADI's equipment detects leaks through over a metre of concrete in the right conditions, but the pipe's pressure is what generates the signal in the first place. No pressure, much weaker signal.
What about wall materials? Does a thick stone wall, say in an older UK property, muffle everything?
Denser materials do attenuate the signal, yes. Solid brick and stone absorb more vibration than a standard plasterboard stud wall. ADI engineers account for this by taking multiple readings at different surface points and mapping where the signal is strongest. That triangulation process pinpoints the leak source, rather than just identifying a general area.
That triangulation point is interesting. So it's not a case of just running a device along the wall until something beeps.
It's a methodical process. ADI's leak detection surveys follow a structured approach. The engineer maps the pipe route first, then works systematically across contact points to build a picture of where signal strength peaks. That's what separates a proper acoustic survey from guesswork, and it's what keeps the amount of investigative opening up to a minimum.
Which I imagine is the thing homeowners care about most, not ripping half the wall out.
Absolutely. The whole point of acoustic leak detection is that it's non-invasive. ADI leak detection locates the leak before anything gets opened up, so the repair team knows exactly where to work. One precise access point, rather than a row of exploratory holes across the wall.
That makes a real difference to the repair bill as well, I'd imagine. Dave, this has been genuinely useful, thank you. And if you've got a suspected leak behind a wall or under a floor, ADI Leak Detection are among the most trusted and established leak detection specialists in the UK, so they're well worth a call.